Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Great to have you with us. Super Tuesday edition of the show. Appreciate you guys so much. Here's how you can be a part of it. 1-844-477-3776. That number again is 1-844-GSP. ESPN is the number. The text line is there for you at 71307. Start your text with the word ESPN and away you go. Twitter is there for you as well at Lonzo on Word, at Mark Ryan on Air. That's at M-A-R-C Ryan on Air, at ESPN Upstate. Lonzo is getting close to 1,000 followers. We have made Lonzo a star. Getting close to 1,000 followers on Twitter, at Lonzo on Word.
Twitter doesn't make you a star.
If you follow us on our station account at ESPN Upstate, we will give you a shout-out here on the air. We'll make you a star as well, just like we've done so for Lonzo. And you can shoot us an email on the show, Mark Ryan, M-A-R-C Ryan, at ESPNUpstate.com. All of the different ways you can be in touch with us here on the show today. All right. I have a once annual tradition that I would like to share with you guys right now. All right. Once annual tradition. The annual tradition is, and it's one of my favorite segments of the year, honestly, I give you guys my top 15 overall programs in college football. Top 15 overall programs in college football today. Okay. It is today. But it's not current form as of today. It's where your program prestige is. That factors in history. That factors in the power of your brand. Modern history, recent history is a part of that, but it's a smaller part of that. Kind of where your overall program prestige is today. We do this segment once a year. So I want to share with you my top 15 programs in all of college football. I'm sure you will agree with all of this. I'm sure you will agree with each and every one of these rankings or none at all, but I did spend some time on this, and I want your thoughts. I value your thoughts. So let me tell you first who just missed the cut of the top 15. Texas A&M, Oregon, Wisconsin, and Tennessee. Now, Tiger fan Clint said to me on Twitter, he said, Mark, you can lose blue blood status. If there is a chance of losing blue blood status in college football, Tennessee is really, really close to losing that. They have been bad for a very long time now. But despite that, because of Neyland Stadium, 106,000 fans, because of the history, the checkered board end zones, Smoky, Rocky Top, you'll always be second in the SEC. Good old Rocky Top.
Wait.
We beat Tennessee.
Second?
That's what we used to say back in the day.
Yeah, that'd be a long time ago.
Yeah, that'd be a long time ago, right? 1995. So here we go. Oregon, Wisconsin, Texas A&M, and Tennessee just missed. Number 15 overall program for me in college football. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Stanford. Stanford and David Shaw. Stanford and the history. Stanford and the pageantry. Stanford and that special thing about them that makes them incredibly unique. Stanford doing more with less than anybody else in college football. Stanford and Andrew Luck. Stanford and Jim Harbaugh. Stanford today and David Shaw. Stanford, to me, is the number 15 program overall in college football. Number 14 program in college football for me, Auburn. The Auburn Tigers. And, you know, you should be, if you're a Gamecock fan, you should be able to empathize with Auburn. They never can seemingly get over that Alabama hump. Yeah, I realize they won the game last year. But as a program, the reason why they hate Alabama so bad is that everybody always regards Auburn as the redheaded stepsister in that relationship. Won a national championship with Cam in 2010, came very close to doing so against Florida State in 2013, had that most amazing kick return on the missed field goal against Alabama. I say Auburn comes in at number 14. If you're just joining us here on Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate, we are ranking overall. I'm giving you my once annual top 15 overall programs in all of college football. All right. Number 13 for me, we are 1-5. We are Penn State. Penn State is my number 13 overall program in college football right now. James Franklin has done something good for the brand. You have the history, you have the pageantry, you have really boring uniforms, but that's part of the history there at Penn State. You have the wideouts, you have everything that goes along with it. That said, just like Auburn, there is something separating Michigan, Ohio State from Penn State in the Big Ten, don't you think? When you think about programs and you think about history, there is something separating them there. Number 12 for me. Number 12 program in all of college football, in danger of a steep drop sooner than later, but still number 12 today, the Florida State Seminoles. Florida State Seminoles, they have now been rough for about 5 years. They have gone from top 5 program to top 10 program to now outside the top 10, but that Seminole, Chief Osceola, still carries some cachet. I will say Florida State is the number 12 program in college football today. Number 11 program in college football, I will go with the Miami Hurricanes. Miami Hurricanes, not so much based on what they're doing now, what they're doing this year. This year has been sort of a renaissance for that particular team. They need to continue to improve from where they are. And they would need to have, you know, consecutive or 3 straight top 10 finishes in order to get back to Miami status. But I actually have the Miami Hurricanes outside my top 10 overall programs in college football today. They've dipped a little bit, but still the name, the image, the prestige, the U, the turnover chain still gets them at number 11 right now for me. My number 10 program in college football. USC. Mark, I'm noticing something in common with a lot of your rankings here. USC hasn't done anything in a while. Neither has Miami. Neither has Florida State. Neither has Stanford at number 15. They've built their brands. They built this business on rock and roll, but they've built this over a period of years, and the history and the tradition carries them far. So I have USC number 10, my 10th overall program in college football. Auden Tater says, Mark, Stanford is doing more with less. They have the deepest pockets of any school in the country. Look at the talent that they bring in. They only recruit Stanford men, right? Which is to say they recruit great students. They recruit intellect first. You have to pass through, the Stanford background check in order to get in. It's like being approved by the Secret Service just to get in there, man. It's a special place. They don't get the same talent that Ohio State, Texas, Florida do. They just don't. But number 10 for me is USC. Number 9, I'm curious how you guys feel about this. I'm curious how much you feel like this has changed over recent years. Number 9 for me, Michigan. The Michigan Wolverines, the 9th best program in all of college football. Are they going to go after Hugh Freeze? Are they going to go after Matt Campbell of Iowa State? Is that the next step up for the Michigan Wolverines? Michigan is the number 9 program in all of college football. The Maize and Blue, owners of the best fight song in all of college football as well. I have Michigan number 9. Lonzo, any comments on the 15 through 9 here in the early going in my program rankings?
Not so. I'm more concerned about top five. We'll
more
see
concerned
what
about top
there.
Five. Yeah. Okay, here we go. Number 8 for me, the 8th best program in college football. I'm going to say the Texas Longhorns. Haven't done much lately. Were a bona fide top 3 program when the Texas Longhorn Network was announced. They have the deepest pockets in all of college football. They get the greatest booster support. They have unbelievable branding. They've attempted unsuccessfully to kind of do the same thing the Dallas Cowboys did as America's team. They've attempted to become America's team in college football. They haven't completely succeeded at that yet. And some of that shine off of Bevo is starting to wear off a little bit, don't you think? I mean, when you have multiple failed head coaches in a row, you know, Charlie Strong, Tom Herman, when you have multiple in a row, that's when your program really takes a hit, and that's where it's really difficult to bounce back from. And right now, you'd have to say Tom Herman looks like more of a failure for Texas than a success. Texas comes in as the number 8 program in all of college football. Number 7 program in all of college football, my opinion. Tell me if I'm being a homer, the Florida Gators. I have Florida 7th, the 7th best program in college football today. 3 national championships in the last 25 years. Steve Spurrier, Urban Meyer, Dan Mullen resurrecting this team. They were outside of my top 10 a couple of years ago. Dan Mullen has gotten them back inside the top 10, but they need some playoff berths. They need some SEC championships. They need a national championship, perhaps, to get back into the top 5. I have Florida, 7th best program in all of college football. Number 6 program in college football for me today, the Georgia Bulldogs. The Georgia Bulldogs are 6th. You know, ranking programs in the SEC, as I did earlier this year, I did have Georgia ahead of Florida. People were livid about that. They said, Mark, when was Georgia's last national championship? But if you think about program prestige today, don't you think Georgia is still a tick ahead of Florida in terms of program prestige, in terms of recruiting, in terms of cachet, in terms of throwing your weight around and what brand in college football is worth more? Florida won the game this year. I, as a Gator, appreciate that more than anybody. But I still think Georgia is a tick ahead of Florida in terms of current reputation. Due to playoff berths, due to how well they've played against Alabama, albeit losing, but how well they've played against the Crimson Tide, I think Georgia right now is the 6th best program in all of college football. Coming up next on the show, I will give you my top 5. My top 5 programs.
I just got to interrupt you for a second. Way to drop the albeit. I don't think I've ever heard that on the station before, so way to go.
No idea. All right, my top 5 programs in all of college football coming your way next, right here on Offsides with Mark Ryan. We are ESPN Upstate.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout,
15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Fantastic to be here with you guys on a Super Tuesday edition of the show. All right. A once annual tradition, my overall top 15 programs in all of college football. Just missing the cuts, Oregon, Tennessee, Texas A&M, and Wisconsin. Just missing my top 15. Number 15, I have Stanford, 14, Auburn, 13, Penn State, 12, Florida State, 11, Miami. Now to the top 10. Number 10, we had USC. Number 9, we have Michigan. Number 8, Texas. Number 7, Florida. And number 6, Georgia. Now, for the unveiling of the top 5 programs, the Mark Ryan top 5 programs in all of college football, based on current program prestige, which factors in the power of the brand, which factors in what you've done in college football history, which factors in, to a degree, current form as well. But basically, overall, current program prestige is how I value the overall programs in college football. Number 5, the 5th best program in college football today, Notre Dame. Notre Dame, the Fighting Irish. They get my number 5 overall berth. You consider the national brand, right? If the Cowboys are America's team of college of the NFL, could you not agree that Notre Dame is America's team in college football? You find Notre Dame fans all over the country. Touchdown Jesus, the national contract with NBC, Lou Holtz, Parsegian, Rudy, that Lonzo still hasn't seen. All of the things, all of the great things that go along with Notre Dame, the image, and now the fact that Brian Kelly, in year 11, has brought Notre Dame back to a level of prominence is very, very, very cool to see. Notre Dame has elevated back into my top 5 overall programs in college football. Agree or disagree? And here we go. My number 4 overall program in college football today. The LSU Tigers. LSU comes in at number 4. Bayou Bengals, man, defending national champions. Also have a recent national championship in 2008. Remember when they had that, 2007. Remember they were the two-loss national champion in that particular year? They have a monopoly. They've earned this spot in the top 5 because they have a monopoly on the talent in Louisiana, an incredibly talent-rich state that produces, on average, 13 4- and 5-star players every single year. Compare and contrast that to South Carolina with 4. The folks here in South Carolina wish you wouldn't do that, but that is the case. Fewer people in Louisiana than South Carolina, 13 4- and 5-star players a year there, 4 4- and 5-star players a year here. LSU, the brand, the Bengals, everything that goes along with that, the intimidation of playing in Death Valley, which in terms of intimidation factor, folks, in terms of home field advantage, no offense, Clemson fans, that is the real Death Valley. You know what? I'll tell you something crazy that's been happening lately. I was critical of the home field advantage or lack thereof at Clemson games this year. And, I posted that on social media and I had a bunch of people, you know, a bunch of Clemson fans were upset. Hey, there's not a lot of us here. And I said, well, there's not a lot of them at Williams-Brice Stadium, but they're making more noise than you guys are. You wouldn't believe this. I have now people sending me videos, multiple people, when they're at Clemson games, showing me how much of a pin drop you can hear inside that stadium this year. I had three different Clemson fans sending me videos from their seats at just how quiet that stadium was when they beat Pitt over the weekend. Literally nobody making any noise there. I don't know what's going on. I don't know if people are bored. I don't know what the deal is there. But the reality is, it is.
You know,
a baby
is,
could sleep through that.
The drunk people aren't getting the tickets. So only the quiet people. The drunk, rowdy ones, they ain't getting the tickets.
Okay. So anyway, I find that interesting. And when Clemson fans are like, Mark, you got to light us on fire for this, man. You got to kick people's ass. You got to get people riled up because this is pathetic. When multiple people are sending me direct messages, phone videos from their seats about how quiet it is at Clemson games, you've lost the right to say you're the real Death Valley. That goes to my number four overall program
in college
football.
Yeah, but
you know
what you just did? Those people, you just ratted them out. So now people are going to be at the game. Well, they can't now. They're done. But I was going to say they would be looking around trying to find out who's sending you those videos, and they would be in trouble.
Tiger fan Clint says, Mark Ryan just said LSU is the real Death Valley. Oh, man, someone get him a helmet. Clint, a message to you and all your fans, man. You got to be better than that. You got to create a home field advantage. And this year, I haven't seen it. This year, I have not seen it at all. I have not seen it at all. All right. We have coming up at number three, the Ohio State University. I have as the third best program in college football today. When you combine history with current form, the horseshoe, everything that goes along with it, Ohio State is number three. Then I have Clemson two, and I have Alabama one, best overall program in college football today. All right. So recapping here. I have Alabama, Clemson, Ohio State, LSU, Notre Dame, Georgia, Florida, Texas, Michigan, USC, Miami, Florida State, Penn State, Auburn, and Stanford, rounding out my top 15 programs in all of college football. Where do you agree? Where did you disagree? A texter says, Mark, you need to do some research. It's COVID, man. Texter, I understand that completely. But compare and contrast the sound you hear on TV, compare and contrast that.
I think it is? I think what the texter is saying is because of social distancing and they're not yelling because they're afraid to spread the virus. So that's why it's so quiet there, because they're trying to comply with, you know, rules.
You think so? Is that what he's saying?
I think that's what he's saying.
Is that what he's saying? Because I've heard some stadiums this year that sound pretty decent, and Clemson is quiet as can be. And you guys know I shoot straight with you. Darn it, Lonzo. Darn it. I'm always afraid that this is going to happen. And I left out a program. And this is my mistake. I left out Oklahoma. And people are hitting me up on this. They're like, what about Oklahoma? All right. I got to slide Oklahoma in right after Georgia at six. Oklahoma would be seven, which knocks Florida down to eight. And Stanford then falls out of the top 15. And you know what? I had Oklahoma written next to them, and I had them right here on my sheet, totally blanked out on them. I'm going to say Oklahoma comes in seventh, right behind Georgia at six. So I have Alabama, Clemson, Ohio State, LSU, Notre Dame, Georgia, Oklahoma 7, Florida 8, Texas 9, Michigan 10, USC 11, Miami 12, Florida State 13, Penn State 14, and Auburn is the 15th best program in all of college football, in my opinion. Texter says, Clemson number two, LOL, what history do they have besides being doormats forever? Their recent success brings them to number two? Wow, LOL. What program in college football has better program prestige right now than the Clemson Tigers do? What program? Alabama. Why Alabama? Alabama, because of Alabama's history, puts Alabama ahead of Clemson today. But in terms of program prestige today in 2020, good gosh, you got to be kidding me, man. I mean, I think Clemson is right there. Lonzo, Ohio State third. Are you feeling good? Are you liking it?
Well, it's your list, and that's fine. You know, I thought because of your disdain for me, it would push Ohio State down a little bit further. And, you know, I had the Clemson music ready because I did not believe that you'd be willing to be right in this and put Alabama at number one where they deserve. I thought for sure you were going to put Clemson number one.
Well, I'm just ashamed at myself that I had Oklahoma here on my sheet, and when I was reading them down, I left them out. So anyway, yeah, Oklahoma to me is right after Georgia. Oklahoma's right in between Georgia and Florida to me, now ahead of Texas, in my opinion as well. 1-844-477-3776. That number again is 1-844-GSP-ESPN is the number to join us on the show. Agreements, disagreements, how do you feel about my once annual list that I give you here today on ESPN Upstate? Tonight we are going to see the unveiling of week number two of the college football playoff rankings. Oh, boy. What do we do?
It's driving me crazy. I know you're going to be mad at me, and you're gonna come at me the rest of the show, but that's fine. Once annual is redundant. They mean the same thing.
Oh, come on.
You're right.
I'm gonna look for the next verbal ambivalence that you have.
Hey,
okay?
I didn't do it the first time, but, you know, after, like, the 10th time, it's like, oh.
It's giving you cringes.
Well,
huh?
As someone who's corrected constantly, when the opportunity arises, I need to take it. So I did.
It is our once annual list, and Lonzo will throw the flag on me every time I say that out of redundancy. And yes, Lonzo, yes, you are in my crosshairs between now and the rest of the show.
Hey,
thank you, guys.
Plus, you used albeit earlier, so I had to use a bigger word, so I went with redundant. So,
there you go.
I think my word out.
Nine letters, folks. Nine letters is the max capacity of what Offsides is capable of.
That's why you can't win in Scrabble.
That is our potential. No, I can't win in Scrabble. I can't win in Scrabble because my parents use words that don't exist, okay? Like XI and crap like that. You know, like, what is that? You know, if you're going to play Scrabble with somebody, the rule should be commonly used words. You know, like, they'll show you, they'll point to you the word in the dictionary. No, Mark, this is a word. Like, F-O is a word. Look, it's right here in the dictionary, but who uses that?
Now, here's the thing. Never play Scrabble with someone who has a dictionary next to the Scrabble board, because you know you're done. You are done.
They're
going to throw some words out there that there's no way you're going to – they know you're going to protest, and they're going to be like, look, no dictionary.
Is there anybody in your family, Lonzo, that is so good at a game you won't play them at?
Video games, yeah. I won't play my son at a certain fighting game. And no,
what's it called? Tekken?
No, it's a Dragon Ball Z fighting game. But he's pretty good at most fighting games, but that game, he got banned in his dorm and things like that because no one could touch him. And I used to be able – it's one of those things –
Wait. Why would he get banned in his dorm for being good?
Because there is a grin that people in my family, and you've seen the grin when you're right and you're happy and you've destroyed someone, that really makes people want to punch you. So he got banned because no one could beat him. So, and then I had my uncle. I could not beat at chess, no matter how much I tried. I'm almost positive he was cheating because I caught him cheating at croquet before, and he kicked me out of his yard.
Well, how do you cheat at chess though?
I don't know. He could just be just a lot smarter, but I think he cheated somehow.
You remember the old Tecmo Super Bowl? Yes. That was the game in my dorm room. That this really dates me. And if you're interested, you should date yourself. You'll find that it's good company. But when I was playing in my college dorm, Lonzo, that was the game. Everybody was playing Tecmo Super Bowl. There was, you know how like when you're playing somebody else in that game, the person who, you know, like you would have this scrum and then whoever pressed the A button the fastest would either make the tackle or break the tackle. Right. That was how that that was what made that game so fun, is you had mashing contests every single time. So there was a kid in my hall where when you got into a scrum with him in that game, you heard nothing on his controller. You heard nothing. And he won every single time. This jabroni, Rob Martin, could vibrate his thumb on the A button. Like suddenly you would see his thumb vibrate as if it was plugged in, and it wouldn't make any noise at all. Everyone else, you hear the mashing of the buttons, right? The mashing of the buttons. This dude would vibrate his thumb. Sounds dirty, doesn't it? On the A button, and he would beat every single tackle.
If you think about it, if you are making a noise with your controller, you're wasting effort because you're pulling your thumb off a little bit further than you need to. So the vibrating actually makes sense.
There you go. There you go. All right, folks.
Wow, that was that's the nerdiest you've ever been.
And I love it, but it was accurate. Texter says Bo Jackson was unstoppable. You know what? The most unstoppable player in Tecmo Super Bowl defensively was not Lawrence Taylor. It was Bob Nelson, a defensive tackle of Green Bay, based on a ratings error in the game. He would truck over your center every single play. That guy, Bob Nelson, for the Green Bay Packers. All right, coming up next, that thing in society that we must stop doing yesterday, it is Can We Stop? Right here on Offsides with Mark Ryan. We are ESPN Upstate.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. All right, Mark, you mash potatoes. You press buttons. You are turning into a redneck. File that under things I've never been called in my life, but I take it as a compliment. You know, I live in South Carolina now, right? So the fact that I'm mashing buttons instead of potatoes, I'll take that as a thumbs up.
So what you just said is if you live in South Carolina, you're a redneck.
I'm proud to be a part of it, Lonzo. Proud to be a part of you guys. All right? Proud to do it. Let's make it happen. All right? I think he just said you're one of us. I think that's what he said. Did he not? You tell me. All right. It is time to do that little ditty that we call Can We Stop? That thing that is annoying the bejesus out of you.
Did you forget what it was called?
Maybe slightly, maybe temporarily, maybe just for a split second. Can We Stop? That thing that you must stop doing yesterday in society. What's really annoying you that people are doing? Let's hit it. All right, here we go. I've got a sports one first. Can we please stop with the polls in college football? Please, for the love of all that is good and holy, please. These things mean nothing. People get so worked up over something that means nothing. The only thing that means anything is the college football playoff. You know, we've said we shouldn't have preseason polls. And the playoff committee is actually doing this whole thing right. They're waiting until later in the season. They're waiting until teams have had a chance to really show their hands. But we still put way too much stock. You know, my old man says to me every single Sunday, we have a Zoom call, Sunday, a family Zoom call, Sunday at 11:30. And my dad's like, oh, where do you think Florida's going to be in the rankings? Where do you think they're going to be in the rankings? My old man was watching Notre Dame versus North Carolina on Saturday simply because he thought it would somehow affect the Gators in a positive way if Notre Dame lost. Florida's in if they beat Alabama and everybody else that they play, Tennessee and LSU, and they're out if they don't go 3-for-3 in their final three games. It's just that simple. It really doesn't matter. Notre Dame versus North Carolina matters nothing. But still, you know, we get so many texts, so many calls, so many tweets about where teams are in the rankings, and it is just the most worthless, irrelevant thing I've ever seen in my life. Lonzo, can we please stop with the rankings?
Oh, I absolutely agree with that. It's just so ridiculous, and it's kind of a guessing game once you get beyond five or six anyway, and especially now, and the CFP rankings is the only one that really matters. And they're still putting the coaches poll and the AP poll out. Do they really matter? They don't matter.
I don't think they do. What do you got, Lonzo?
All right, can we stop procrastinating on giving Christmas lists? You know, I don't know about you, but we always say, we bring up a list and say, hey, I would love something on this list. Not everything, don't expect everything, but, you know, something. And then there are certain members of the family, certain friends, never give you a list. And last I checked, today's December 1st. That means the shopping days are dwindling, and it's so hard to really shop for someone when you get near the end, get closer to Christmas. So can we stop procrastinating? Find something you want. Even if it's something you don't want, just say you want it so people feel happy about being able to get you the gifts and know that you're going to have something come Christmas morning.
You're going to make me use my procrastination line, aren't you? You're going to make me.
Why not?
Procrastination is like masturbation. It feels good until you realize you're screwing yourself. Stop procrastinating with the Christmas lists, ladies and gentlemen.
Do you do Christmas lists?
It's more like the family just kind of asks you what you need and what you want.
Which is the same thing. I mean, that's what I'm talking about when I say a list. It's just, especially...
If you give a list, though, Lonzo, and you have the understanding that you're not going to get everything on the list, I'd rather just tell you what I want and kind of know that I'm going to get what I want to need.
But see, if you do that, you lose surprise. I mean, there's not complete surprise, but if you give a list, then you're not sure what on that list you're going to get. And if you only get some things, then you're surprised. Oh, I got that. I got that. As long as you're not disappointed that you didn't get everything.
You know what? You know what's on my list this year, Lonzo?
What would that be?
A wallet. Because every time I go anywhere, I get made fun of for this gangster. This gangster Costanza wallet that I have out. That is the thickness of like a brick.
You know, okay? What you need. You need one of those thick, long wallets with a chain on it.
No. I specifically told my sister not one with a chain. Please.
Oh, come on. You'll fit in real well where you live.
No, I don't. Listen. The people of the upstate just said I was sounding like a redneck, and this is a compliment to me. So, you know, I don't need the chain, Lonzo.
Well, those biker bars that you hang out in, you look comfortable when
that. I'm not hanging out at biker bars, but I love you if you hang out at a biker bar. That's totally okay with me. I have this wallet. Lonzo, you're just taking me down the road of getting myself fired today, and I don't really appreciate it, okay? In my wallet is so massive, and everyone's like, why do you need all this stuff inside your wallet? And I always tell people, you never know when you're going to need that 8 snow cone is free card in Katy, Texas. You never know when you're going to need
that. The worst part about it is you leave it laying around like you're proud of it. That's why you're getting made fun of. When you were in the building, you would leave it laying around and people would make fun of it. I mean, you're saying, this is me, make fun of me. I mean, is it so big you can't keep it in your back pocket? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, it is. That's also what she said. But I cannot keep it in my back pocket, Lonzo. That is absolutely correct. The other can we stop that I have today. This one's for the ladies, all right? Ladies, can you please stop with the filters on the photos? okay? Can you please cut it out with this stuff? The little birds above your head, little stars floating around. Let's choose the filter that takes away all the blemishes. Your imperfections make you perfect. Make you perfect. And then when we are the victim as men of filters, right, we feel like we've been lied to, right? I've been a single guy here in the upstate. I've been on some dates. When I feel like I've been lied to by the filters, there is no second date. And that's what dating should be about. It should be about earning the second date. It's not about the first date. It's about you did well on the first date, and now you've earned the chance to build something here, man. I don't get this. I don't get this whole filter craze, man.
So cake that makeup on, you know, if that's what you need to do, but no filters.
That's exactly what I'm saying. No filters, man. They drive me absolutely insane. Absolutely insane. You guys know what I'm talking about, the dating apps. Every single woman on there, or the vast majority of them, have filters. And it's just like, swipe left, left, left. Filter. If I see anything in that frame that it would not normally exist in a picture frame, swipe left. I'm sorry. Swipe left. Texter says, keep it clean, you potty mouth gator man. I think I did that for the most part, didn't I? Thank God. Thank you, Mark. Thank God for Mark. I hate filters. T-Experience. Can we please stop sucking on teeth when getting ready to say something? Mark, is that me? Am I doing that? Am I sucking on my teeth before I get ready to say something?
Yeah,
am I doing that?
Yeah, but that's normal. I mean, it's either that or you just did it just then.
Did I do it?
You know, you just did it just then. Now you're going to be doing it the rest of the show.
Oh, man, this is awful. This is awful. This is really, yeah, filters, filters. Ladies of the upstate, can you please stop with the filters? You're not fooling anybody. And as a matter of fact, a lot of us think you're lying to us. And we can put up with a lot, okay? We all have blemishes. I have more than most, all right? I would much rather see the blemishes than to be lied to. There's not going to be a second date if I'm lied to. I'm Mark Ryan, and I approve this message. And you're listening to Offsides with Mark Ryan, really trying not to suck my teeth here on ESPN Upstate. All right, folks, there is a record in sports that I believe is going to get shattered, and it's going to get shattered very, very quickly. College football and the NFL, the longest field goal ever is 63 yards. And I think this is imminently the most breakable record that we have, all right? Dempsey in the NFL had kind of the flat foot. He made a 63-yarder. Brett Maher kicked a 63-yard field goal in Week 7 last year for the Dallas Cowboys. Only two field goals in NFL history of 63 yards. Don't you get the sense that we're close to having like a 70-yarder with what we're seeing from kickers? Kickers are now making like 56-yarders every single week. Remember when we were growing up, like to make a 50-yarder was a huge deal, and we didn't hold it against you when you missed a 50-yarder. Joey Sly of the Panthers missed a 54-yarder on Sunday against the Vikings to win the game. And here was my reaction. You bum? What the hell's wrong with you, you bum? Like, my expectation now is, unfair or not, that you're going to make the 54-yarder, right? Think about how that has changed. You know, it used to be that we expected you to make 40-yard field goals in the 40 yards. And we gave you a pass. We gave you a pass if you missed 50-plus yarders. We are now expecting you to make 50-plus yard field goals on the regular. That is our full and complete expectation here today. And I think that particular record, 63-yard field goal, is going to be the next major record you see broken in sports. What's going to be the number? You tell me. 66? 64, 70, above, what's possible? I think it's gone. I think it's falling sooner than later. The top five at five is coming your way next, right here on Offsides with Mark Ryan. We are ESPN Upstate.
T T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.